Phil Moss is going to join us now. Hey, Mossy, good morning. Got to ask you straight off the top, what was happening with Salah and Klopp on the sideline there in Liverpool's 2-2 draw with West Ham?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Yes, look, I think and it would be in this order. It would be disappointing to see Klopp go out not winning the title, which I think is now a certainty. But it would also be devastating to see him and Mo Salah fall out after all the success they've had, and Salah being our talisman under in the Klopp era. But look, I don't know what the intricate details were of the fallout. It might have just been in the moment, but Salah not starting, I would imagine, has something to do with it. But yeah, it's not a good sight, because ultimately, you know, we enjoyed the glory days, and we've got to take this situation we're in now. As much as everyone would love to see Klopp go out a winner, apart from Manchester City and Arsenal fans, you know, you've got to go out with dignity and humility, and you know, that was not a good look.
Mossy, overall, do you like those sideline confrontations? They don't happen all the time, but they do happen. I mean, is it good for emotion, for passion? Do the punters love it? Or do you think they shouldn't happen, and whatever dramas you have should be done behind closed doors?
Well, as much as you'd probably like to control that, Bulldog, look, it's good theatre. It's drama. It's a headline for the media. And you know, then all the fans go to the local pubs and debate what was going on behind the scenes.
I mean, I love it personally, confrontation. I think it's great.
Yeah, I would never want to make robots of players and coaches. You know, you've got to have personality, and the game is built around emotion and adrenaline. So, you know, these things happen from time to time. What I don't like to see publicly is petulance just for the cameras.
Yeah.
From a player to a coach or vice versa. I don't rate that. But if it's in the moment, emotion and passion, play on.
Last question on Liverpool. To be fair, Manchester City and Arsenal are playing great footy at the right end of the season, but Liverpool, it just seems like they're struggling just to get to the finish line here. The wheels are falling off. 2-2 against West
Ham. Yeah, that's right. Exactly, Ray. 2-2 overnight. You know, the second half was pretty good from Liverpool, but ultimately you can't afford to give up points at this time of the season. It's been a horrible, horrible month for Liverpool. If you think about the Europa League, the FA Cup, the league now as well. And I think the decision by Klopp to announce that he was leaving so early, I think has come back to bite them, because that emotional call, because as soon as the announcement, you know, went out from Klopp, everyone was talking about, well, we've now got to send him out a winner with the league title. Now, that emotion can go one of two ways. It can either be, you know, a real motivator, or it can be a weight too heavy to bear, and it's proven to be the latter.
Now, Villa 2-2 with Chelsea this morning, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. Look, you'd have to say it's a good point for Villa in their fight to secure fourth spot. They're now 7 points clear of Spurs, but Spurs have 3 games in hand, so that's 9 points. So if Ange's team go on, and one of those games is against Manchester City, the other is not the games in hand. There is one against Man City, but they've still got to play Arsenal, they've still got to play Chelsea, they've still got to play Liverpool. Spurs, so that's a tough run home to make up those 7 points, well, 8 really, if they're going to go ahead into fourth spot. So it's a tall order, but you'd have to say Villa are the favourites at the moment to snatch fourth spot.
Yeah, that Spurs game against Arsenal is tonight, starting 11 p.m. our time. Manchester City take on Nottingham Forest at 1:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's down to Arsenal and Manchester City. Manchester City, no doubt in the box seat, though, Mossy. They've got a game in hand. They're on 76 points, 1 point behind Arsenal. Liverpool now, who have played 35 games, 2 more than Manchester City, are on 75.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think if you look at Manchester City's run home, they've got, as you mentioned, Ray, Spurs. That's on the 15th of May. They've got Forest, Wolves, Fulham and West Ham. In comparison to Arsenal's, they play Spurs, you said, tonight, Bournemouth at home, Manchester United away, Everton at home, and Everton have really turned the corner. They've secured their Premier League status despite all the problems that they've had and the deduction of points this season. So Sean Dyche doing a fantastic job at Everton, really. But it's Manchester City's to lose, I think. You know, as you said, Arsenal leading the comp by 1 point at the moment, but Manchester City, this is their time of the season. They are specials at sealing the deal, and I think they'll do it.
Back home, Sydney FC, I think they play a Perth Glory today, 3 o'clock.
Big game.
They do. It's massive. Sydney FC really looking to secure fifth spot. They can actually go ahead, I think. Yes, they can. They can go ahead of MacArthur if they win the game by virtue of more wins, even though they'll be on equal points. So that would secure them fourth spot if they can beat Perth Glory at home today, which they should. Perth have already secured the wooden spoon, the dreaded wooden spoon. Rumours that Alan Stadjic might be leaving at the end of the season, although he said he's planning for next season. But a big game for Sydney FC today. And Western Sydney
last night, what a win.
My goodness, what drama. I mean, this round of the A-League is all that is great about the A-League. Drama, plenty of goals, great atmospheres, good crowds. It's been fantastic. But that win for Western Sydney last night, 4-3 over Melbourne Victory away, who are in third spot, is a huge, huge 3 points for Western Sydney away, and it tipped Melbourne City out of the six, and that's a result that they wouldn't have seen coming.
Second got the winner in the 87th minute, the Wanderers, so they left it to near the end, but fantastic performance. Speaking of Sydney FC and the women's 7 consecutive A-League Women's Grand Final for that 1-1 draw against Central Coast Mariners yesterday, winning the semi-final 2-1 on aggregate. Phenomenal achievement for sustained excellence.
Absolutely. That's the headline right there, Ray. You've nailed it in one. I bang on about Ante Juric all the time. Like, he's an understated coach who's taken this club to 7, as you said, straight Grand Finals. Ridiculous. Like, that is such... And the turnover... And he's done it this season with the youngest team in the competition. So, you know, it's just it's remarkable what he's achieved, and obviously the players and the club and the support they give Ante. But, you'd be hard-pressed tipping against them, although I think they'll face Melbourne City in the grand final, who play Newcastle Jets today, but they've got a 3-0 aggregate lead going into this afternoon's game, 1 o'clock, being played down in Melbourne. Sydney FC, they're just special. So it makes for... And if Newcastle can turn it around, then that makes for an unbelievable semi-final today. That's right. But I think Sydney FC will go in as favourites, even though Melbourne City, if it is Melbourne City, won the Premier's Plate. But, yeah, Sydney FC just specials at this time of the year.
Well, come on. Did you play yesterday?
I walked around the course, Bulldog, yes.
And?
I had 20 points on the turn and I ended up with 34 in Stableford. So
not too bad.
Still mate Trunk wasn't doing too well. I saw him with his head
down. Well, I assume not, because I normally get the text. When I don't get it, I know that you've done well and he's done poorly.
Nothing like self-interest, is there, Mossy?
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, Mossy, we'll come to go without Mossy's multi this weekend. Where are we going with our bets this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit of an A-League into EPL. So I'm going to tip Sydney FC and Melbourne City. Now, if Melbourne City beat West United, we didn't touch on this just quickly. Mm-hmm. If they beat West United this afternoon at home, I'm commentating that one for Paramount Plus, Bulldog, so make sure you tune in.
Plug.
that will then tip Western Sydney Wanderers out. So imagine the emotional rollercoaster this weekend. I'm going to tip them to get over the top of Western United, Sydney FC to get over the top of Perth, and then I'm just going to head to the EPL for the third leg, and I have got Brighton to beat Bournemouth away from home.
Okay, Brighton away. Good effort. Yeah. So Sydney FC to Melbourne City and Brighton away. Hey, terrific, Mossy. Appreciate as always. We'll talk next Sunday.
Good on you guys. Have a great day.